Okay. At this point in the Gemara, we have to say goodbye to Seido Holosai, and then we're going to try to figure out other ways of why there'd be a Havamina. That Yibum would be Doch Rayos, and you would need the Gzereshava of Aleha. So the Gemara says, Ella Itzrich, Sakta Hermina Tevi Hayashis Achtav Shaiva Klau, the Yotan Kal Lamid, Lamid Al Atma Yatza, Lamid Al Klau Kulo Yatza. That one of the 13 Midos of Rabbi Shmuel, which is not so clear either, 10 or 11 in our Gersa, but many of you shouldn't have the Gersa that put it before some of the other Dover Shaiva Klaus. But one of the Midos of Rabbi Shmuel is, if something, there's a Klau and one thing goes out to say a certain din, we take that as an example. Thank you. So, the classic example is that's found in the Brisa that the expanded Rabbi Shmuel with examples in the beginning of the Sifra. Davar Shahaya Bechlal. Viyatun Kal Vachuli Ketav and Nesh Kal Basar Mizerash Lomit to Maso Lav. Valo Shlom in Bechlal Kachem Hayu Vlami Yatsu Lahak Shalim Lomalach Mashlom Yachadim Kachem Zach. We call Kachem Zach Yatsu Kachem Vega Bayas. Right, there's a general klal that all karbanos you're not allowed to eat bitumah. Specifically, the Torah says you're not allowed to eat shlamim bitumah. So we say, no, that's not something specific about shlamim. That's an example for all karbanos. Saying that all karbanos, if they're like shlamim, you're not allowed to eat them bitumah. What is unique about shlamim? Their kachim is beach. So from here we see that you're only chayiv karis for eating kachim is beach bitumah. But for kachim and kabayis, you are not chayev if you eat the metumah. So likewise here, Eishasach is one of the arayas. It's a klal of arayas. Eishasach is one of the arayas, and it says it's mutter for yibum, so it's not only for itself, it's an example of the whole klal. So all the arayas should be mutter for yibum, and that's why we need aleha, because misvar, we would think, based on this rare klal of Rabbi Shmuel, that all the arayas are mutter for yibum. So the Gemara says, ha-chanami. Ha, Ashes Akhal Kolarais, I saw Lama Yasala Hakshal of Lama, Hama Ashes Aksharia of Kolarais Nami Sharian. The verse says, no, me dummy. Hasam Klaube Isser, Prape Isser, Haka Klaube Isser, Prape Heter. That's not really a good comparison because Darvash Yatsa Min Haklal. There's a difference in Yatsman Klaal Lamed and Yatsa Lidom Darvara Chadash. Right, Yatsman Klal Lamed is a non-chiddush, a reasonable, or not, I shouldn't say reasonable, an expected thing. If it comes out learning something expected, that's used as an example. That's like shlomen, right? All kachim are also ipatoma, shlomen's also ipatoma. But over here, it's a davar chadash. All arayis are aser, and all of a sudden here we have a case that's mutter. When you have a unexpected, something that's yotzim in a klal, one particular part of a klal that's yotzim to teach you an unexpected din, that has the exact opposite midah, which says, halo dummy, elo the davar shahayi b'chalav yotzim lidim davar chada shiyata yachal achzir kodra kolo achi achzir nil cha kasav b'feirish. Sorry, this is probably the 10th or 11th. This is more like something that's in the klal, and one example teaches you a davar chiddush. You cannot return it to its klal. Basically, if you have something that's an example and it has some chiddush said about it, then you say maybe it's totally mechudush and you can't at all consider it part of its klal unless the Torah explicitly says so, that it belongs back in its klal. Like the example is, D'tanya davar shayi b'chal v'yasul lidim davar chodesh i'atah rasha l'chzir l'kol lo'at she'echzirenu al'cha akas v'feirish keitzad shach za keves m'koma she'yishcha sachatzi v'sa'olim koma kodesh. Right, it says you have to shech the keves, which is the asham of the mitzorah. You have to shecht in the tzafon, which is the place you shecht chatas and ola in the makom hakodesh, meaning all kachi kachim are shecht in the tzafon. So you have to shecht in the tzafon like kachi kachim. Ki chatas ha'asham hu l'kohen, because an asham is like a chatas, goes to the kohen. Now this is a totally unnecessary part of the pasuk. It just said that you have to shecht it in the tzafon. Why does it have to explain? Because it's like a chatas. We know that you have to shecht in the tzafon. No explanation is necessary. So why is this necessary? It's necessary. She ain't tamalok chatzka asham. Uma tamalok chatzka asham. Why is this necessary? Lefishi yatsa atzum mishora lidam davar chadash. Because asham and sora is one of the rare examples of something that's yatsa lidam davar chadash. Bebo and yadu bo and regular yamanis. Right? That's very strange. Normally you take the dam of karbanos and you put them on his back. The dam of an asham mitzora, as we know, you put it on his right big toe and his right thumb and his right earlobe. So you might think, really, according to the klal of davar shahayi, the klal of yatzal leading davar chadash, there's a chiddush asham etzora. So now it doesn't go back; it doesn't belong in its klal anymore. It's totally removed from its klal, and you would think you don't need to throw the dam and burn the imurim on the mizbeach. So that's why you need a special gzeres hakasuv that I'll pi the klal of Rabbi Shmuel. It's yatzal lidom b'davar chadash, and it should only need to shecht it and put the dam on the three body parts of the mitzvah. You shouldn't need to put anything on this beach, so because it's totally left its klal until you have a gzeres hakasuv. Achi achzi renim hakasuv l'chol of peiros. Gzeres hakasuv is machzor to the klal. Says like a chatas, and you have to put the dam and the imurim on the mizbeach. V'lo hadre kara having the mind enough enough mind love and love fuck. And if the Torah had not had that extra pasuk, hachatas asham l'kohen, you would have thought, whatever it says about asham etzor, it says, meaning shech the betzafon and put the dam on the guy. Whatever it doesn't say, it doesn't say, and it doesn't have any of the normal rules of karbonos. Hachinami, so here also, eishest ach is yotza v'davar chadosh, that it's mutter to do. That's a very strange thing about Arayas. Therefore, havmina eishest ach d'shtar yishtar yishar Arayas lo. Then, for sure, if we're using the Kol of Rabbi Yishmael, we would not have thought Eishesach is an example for everything else in Mutter. We would have thought Adraba. Eishesach is Yotzah and doesn't belong to the Klal at all in his Mutter, and everything else is left in the Klal is Usser. So that way it doesn't work. Then, in the end, they have to try a new way. Elosai Pedat Chamina Teisa B'Mematzinu Eishesach. They have to try a different one of Rabbi Yishmael's rules, which is B'Mematzinu. Ma Eishesach B'Mematzinu is, well, that's not the Lashon of Rabbi Yishmael, right? He doesn't use the word B'Mematzinu, but which of his Klalim is that? Binyanav, that's the klal of Binyanav, right? Binyanav means you extrapolate from one example to other examples, not having anything to do with based on klals. Then, okay, the Gemara continues. In the end, they try the Ben Matzino. In the end, we know that's not going to work either. Now, just getting back to our sugya a little, there's a fundamental machlokas rishonim about the nature of this rule of Yatza lidom bedaver ha'chadosh. So first of all, Tosfos has an obvious question. Tosfos' question is, we're saving ourselves, right? Basically, asham etzor is the davar chadosh. But luckily, the Torah is maser to the clouds and compares it to chatas mitzora. So Tosfos says, l'fisha yatza, dimras l'fisha yatza, asham etzor, the bottom one, and daf dayin and aleph, lidom bedaver chadosh. Says, hold on a second. Chatas mitzora is also a davar chadosh. It should also be excluded from the cloud. What the davar chadash of chatas mitzora? What's so strange about the chatas of mitzora? Needs nesachin. Everyone knows that it says in the Chumash, in Parsha Shlach, Chumash is a very important book. I recommend that people review it at least annually. It says in Parsha Shlach that when you bring karbonos, you bring nesachin. Right? Nesachin means the wine libations. I'm not sure what libations means, but I'm pretty sure it means nesachin. You bring the wine libations, and it also goes together with the mincha. The mincha, even called minchas nesachim, is the lashon of Chazal for the fact that every karban gets with a certain amount of nesach. Right? We know there's different shirim for the different animals, like we're used to saying on Yontif, right? Minchas hengi the shalsha kim dubar shalsha and apar shneisum l'ayim v'yisang the yayin kenisko. Doesn't say the yayin kenisko, but it's a half a hin for the par and a third of a hin for the ayil and a quarter of the hin for the keves. So there's certain mincha you have to bring of fine flour, blue lebashemen, and a certain nesach, and it says there in the parsha Slach, Yisasem Mekor, Olol Zemach, Lefali Nedor Shlom Lashem. It's talking about Olan Shlomim. Olas and Shlomim always need a nesachim. That's the rule of the Torah. Olas and Shlomim need nesachim. Chatases do not need nesachim. There's no nesachim for a chatas. When you bring a chatas, I mean, in the beginning, in Vayikra, it doesn't say anything explicitly, but there's a parsha nesachim in Shlach, and it says that you bring it for Olan Shlomim. You don't bring nesachim for a chatas, right? You do any aveira in the book, you bring a chatas, you don't need nesachim. Except all of a sudden, there's one very different one, the chatas of Metzora needs nesachim. Very strange. The chatas of Metzora needs nesachim. You bring, the Metzora brings three karbanos when he's done, an ola chatas and an asham, and they're all kvasim of one gender or another, and they all bring nesachim. He brings three Esronim of Solis and three Revius's of, not Arvius, Revius Ahim, of wine, for one for the Ola, one for the Chatzah, one for the Asha. So the Chatzah of Tzor is also Yatzah Lidim Dabar Chadash. It means the Sachem, which is against the rule of Chatzahs. Right? So, tells us the implied Kasha, right? Says, what do you mean you compare Asha to the Chatzah and get it back to the cloud? The Chatzah should also be out of the cloud because it has a Dabar Chadash, it has an Asachim, which don't belong in any Chatzahs. So says, no, Mashachat Matzor Tun Nesachim, Sharchatos ain't Tunos Nesachim, Lo Chash Dover Chadash. That's not called the Dover Chadash. What does Dover Chadash mean? Right? Tells us anyway, what's the getter of Dover Chadash, right? What do I mean? Anything news? Anything in the New York Times? That's not the getter of Dover Chadash. He says, Lo Chash of Dover Chadash, the ain't covered Dover Chadash, Elik Shes So Ser Klavo. Tosis gives the Yisod, what is a getter of Yatsa Lidom? Dover HaChadosh, says Tosos, so ser follow. Dover HaChadosh, mean Dover HaChadosh doesn't mean a new thing. Dover HaChadosh means something that goes against the rules. Now, it doesn't mean you add a new thing. Adding is not Dover HaChadosh. Dover HaChadosh is subtracting. That's what so ser follow means. You're going against the normal mitzvah. Not just you're adding a new mitzvah. Like Chatzos Metzora, you're just adding a new thing. It's not a Dover Chodesh to add a new thing. Adding is, we don't add Baltosef, but if the Torah adds, it's wonderful. It's wonderful to add more mitzvos. It's only Dover Chodesh, Soser Klolo means to subtract, to go against your chiyuv, not to add a second chiyuv. How is an Usham going against? Ki hach the shara shamos tunus kol adam legabim zbeach, Usham Metzor, nosam in a libahonos. He says, what's the Dover Chodesh? The Dover Chodesh is not that you have to put it on the bahonos and the ear, right? That's the Dover Chodesh, not that you have to do an additional ritual. That's not a Dover Chadash, that's just called a new din. That's just called an additional din. Dover Chadash means that there's a chiyav to oraisa. All the shirayim of a karban, meaning all the, there's something called shvicha shirayim, right? That everyone knows that, if you don't know this, you should be saying Yizel Makoma more often. Everyone knows that the main mitzvah of a karban that's ma'akev is to be zori the dam on the mizbeach. If you would look in the parak before Yizel Makoman, which you can't find in the Siddur, you'd know that we pass him b'di'evit, even if you zorik it once on Mizbeach, that's good enough. But the main mitzvah we're familiar with, from what it says in the Siddur, is that you have to throw the dam on the Mizbeach. That's how you're master the carbon. That's the ritzoy of the carbon, right? The lowest madrega is b'chor meiser and Pesach, which you only have to do one time, right? Shvifa v'adshetei k'neged ha'isod. The middle level is olan chatas and, olan shlamim and usham, where you have to throw it on the two diagonally opposite corners of the Mizbeach. That's called Shayim Shem Arba. You pour it on the two opposite, diagonally opposite corners, but you've got four sides, right? Imagine a square, two opposite corners, and you throw something that spreads, then it's on all four sides. And the highest madrig is the Chatas, where you have to put it on the four kronos on the top of the Mizbeach, four matanos. Okay, so you have one, two, or four matanos, depending exactly what kind of carbon you're dealing with. Obviously, I'm not talking about the Chatas Pnimis, which is the ones that are brought inside, where you have many Hazal on Yom Kippur, or for a part of the Dabashal Sibur, or part of the Mashiach, the, all of which we'll get to on Daf Testament Aleph, but what do you do with the rest of the Dam? So there's a din. The rest of the Dam is a din called Shvicha Shirayim. Those of us here in the summer, I eat a lot in this din. There's a din called Shvicha Shirayim, that all the rest of the Dam you have to pour on the Yisod of Mizbeach. The Torah mentions this, and the Mishnah mentions this, all over about the Chatas, right? The Torah says, V'et kol v'anishar b'adam yimatzel yisod mizbeach. It talks about the oaf, or it says, V'et kol adam yishpoch el yisod mizbeach, something like that. Forget the exact lashon. And in Zer Makom, it says, Shuri adam yishofech al yisod ma'arvi shal mizbeach shal mizbeach chitzon, or Shuri adam yishofech al yishod drom yishal mizbeach chitzon. And our Masorah is that applies to all karbanos. So there's a din in karbanos that all the dam has to be put on the mizbeach, either in the original zrika, in the main zrika, or in the leftovers that are poured on the yisod. But all the dam has to go on the mizbeach. That's a chiyuv d'oraisa. And what do we do with the chiddush of the mitzvah? Is not that you have to put on the bahonos. The chiddush of the mitzvah, that's not a chiddush. That's just an additional thing. The chiddush is that you don't put it on the mizbeach, which is a chiyuv d'oraisa. The chiyuv d'oraisa put all the dam on the mizbeach. If I would stand bring an ola, and I would decide I was a big clown, so I brought an ola, I took some dam, and I decided to like put it on my friend's ears. That would be an issur d'oraisa. I'm not allowed to put it on his ears because I have to put it on his mizbeach. I'm not allowed to do magic tricks with it. There's something I'm supposed to do with it. It's a chiyuv. So therefore, the Dover Kaddish Soser Klolo, and our example is not that you put it on the Bohonos. I know that's what it says. But that you don't put it on the Mizbeach. Exactly. Soser Klolo, and our example is that you take the dam away from the Mizbeach. Right? You take the dam that deserved to go on the Mizbeach and instead do something else with it. That's the Soser Klolo. Soser Klolo means you're subtracting, not just adding. And what's the other example of Yatzel Dover HaChadosh? The Gemara says, by Arias. That's clearly Soser Klolo. It's supposed to be Usser and you're doing an Isser. Right? In Yibam. That's what he says. Vekulonesh's action, Nesru Kol Arias, Zuhudra Soser Klolo. That's Soser Klolo. You're not allowed to bowl Arias. And here you are bowl the Arias. That's Soser Klolo. That's going, not just adding, it's going against your halachic obligation. But having an extra nesachim for a chatas, that's not social klal. It's not subtracting, not violating any halacha. It's just doing an additional mitzvah. An additional mitzvah, that's not a dover chadash. Again, to us it sounds new, but the meaning of dover chadash in Rabbi Shmuel is not an additional, it's only social klal. Okay, that's the first half of Tosfos. However, some of the achronim point out, Tosfos says the exact same thing in the parallel sugya in Zvachim, but some of the achronim point out that Rashi in Zvachim, Daf Nun Zayin, seems to be against this Tosfos. A lot of people love to quote this. Dover Chadosh means Dover Soser's Klolo. But it's not so Pashat. That's Tosfos' opinion. But Rashi says in Zvachim, Daf Nun Zayin, I will read you the Rashi, if I can find it. Hachi Garsinan, etc. The imi toda, that in toda it never says chazi v'shok, right? Everyone's familiar with the din of chazi v'shok. That means that it's dafka special din of a carbon shlomim. Doesn't apply to any of the other carbonos. When a guy brings a shlomim, so when you bring a shlomim, the din is the bialim eats the shlomim, right? The bialim takes the shlomim at home in Yerushalayim and eats it b'tara kedusha b'tara. But the chazi and the shok. The shok is the right leg, and the chaze is the breast, which apparently, I guess, you know, all the nice, like, fatty parts over here that are very good to eat, and the shok also has a lot of good meat to it. That's given to the karban. It says in the Chumash a few places, right? Yes, chaze, shok ha-trumava, chaze ha-trumava, l'sherech ha-lovim yavyul, anish b'fol ha-shem, b'haya, right? B'haya... Says it goes to Aaron. Okay. Got to, I have to learn Chumash more, apparently. It says it goes to Aaron a Kohen. So you have to give that to the Kohen. That's Chaz of a Shok. How do we know that you have to give the Chaz of a Shok of a Toda to Aaron a Kohen? How do we know you have to give Chaz of a Shok of a Toda to Aaron? So what might you have thought? That, after all, a Toda is, what is a Toda? A Toda is a Shlomim, right? V'zos Torah zevach ha-shlomer ha-sheh yukiv la-shem, im al-toda yakrivenu, v'kriv al-zevach ha-docha, los v'zos v'los v'shem, etc., etc. This is the rules of zevach shlomim. If it's a toda kind of shlomim, you have to bring lechem. Right? A toda is a shlomim with lechem. Right? So, you might have thought it's a shlomim. Of course I have to give chazim a shok. Rashi quotes, no. Rashi says, I know this is a side point, his main concern here, the Tanya, l'fisha yotza totally dim davar chadosh, toda has a davar chadosh. The Brisa says in the Sifra, Rashi comments, Tuna Lechem. What's the Dover Chodesh of Toda that you bring Lechem? Chor, I can't think of any other candidate. Yochlin Chabel Chidusha. So you might think, if it's a Dover Chodesh, it's Yotzim and Aklal and has Lechem, but it doesn't have any of the normal rules of a Shlomim. Talmud Lomar Torah Zerach HaShlomim, Al Toda, Ma Shlomim Tunus Yichon Sachem Tunus Chazim Shok, Av Toda. Ah, but since there's a Hekish, Shlomim, Im Al Toda, the Hekish of Toda to Shlomim, just like Shlomim needs smicha, and needs nesachim, and needs the chazi v'shok, you have to wave it and give it to the Kohen, so to Toda. Basically, Rashi quotes here a Sifra, who says that Toda is yatzalidim d'ver chadash, the lechem. But the lechem is not sosa the klal of Toda. Where's the lechem sosa the klal? Where's the lechem, like, go against and violate any halacha? The lechem is just an additional thing. So, l'chomra Rashi... L'chora Rashi disagrees with Tosos. He says, no, Dover Chodesh doesn't only mean something so to the klal. like taking the dam away from the Mizbeach and sleeping with an erva of Eshazach, which are so the cloud. No! Rashi thinks bringing lechem is a davar chadash. How is bringing lechem a davar chadash? What does Rashi think the getter of davar chadash is? So Rashi doesn't say. Rashi thinks it's so obvious he doesn't have to say. Right? But in the Tzon Kodshim, which is one of the famous achronim in Zvachim, he explains Rashi, but I found that everything in the Achronim is already in Rishonim, if you just look through enough Rishonim. Then the Sefer Rokeach, he has a Pirush on Siddur, and the Pirush on Siddur goes through, like a lot of Rishonim go through the Yud Gimel Midos. Truth is, all the Rishonim go through the most in Yud Gimel Midos, are mamish writing on the Yud Gimel Midos. But a lot of Rishonim go through Yud Gimel Midos, because a lot of them wrote Pirush on Siddur. So the Rokeach, in his Pirush on the Siddur here, says that what's a davar chadash? He gives a gather for davar chadash. Obviously, davar chadash doesn't mean something new that you don't know, because then everything's in the Torah is a davar chadash, right? Everything the Torah teaches us something. Davar chadash has to mean more than just news that I didn't know on my own, right? We wouldn't have known most of the Torah on our own. Maybe I would have known not to kill, but I wouldn't have known anything about korbanos on my own. So what it means is that, for Tosa means it's contradicting and violating the halacha. But for the Rokeach, l'chora Rashi holds like the Rokeach, and the Rokeach says, what's his lashon again? Rashi, and the Rokeach, and the Tzon Kodshim says Rashi holds like the Rokeach, says davar, what's the lashon? She'ein no noeg bidvarim hadomim lo. A davar chadash just means something really new. What does really new mean? New means it's not knowing in this exact thing, and then the Torah tells us it is. A davar chadash means it's really new. It's not knowing in anything like this. It's unprecedented. It's an unprecedented sosar klal. Sosar klal means it's a violation of the klal. Here it just means it is unprecedented. And what's a davar chadash? What's an example of a davar chadash that's unprecedented? For example, dam on behonos. That is unprecedented. In all the karbanos, we never heard of putting dam on someone's thumbs. That's unprecedented. And, of course, right, sleeping with an erva, that's unprecedented. Right, being bol in arayis. In our city, that's unprecedented. We never heard you're supposed to be bol arayis before. And lechem tolda is unprecedented. Whoever heard that you bring lechem with a karbon? We never heard you bring lechem with a karbon. Whoever heard of lechem with a karbon? You don't bring lechem with an ola, you don't bring lechem with a shlomi, you don't bring it with a chatas, you don't bring it with a asham, you don't bring it with a bechor, you don't bring it with maaser, you don't bring it with a pesach. Whoever heard of bringing lechem with a karbon? Okay, so later on we'll see that, you know, that an el nazir is similar to a toda. But that's unprecedented. It's something which you don't have precedent for, as opposed to Chatas Mitzora, Nisse Chatas Mitzora, what did Rashi say? That's precedented. And a Chanami, you don't have Nisachim and Chatas, but you have Dvar Adomlo, you have an Olin Shlomin, that's precedented. It's not like Matzah Bahomos or Lechem, but you have nothing. Right? But not Nisse Chatas Mitzora, because those are precedented. They're knowing the Dvar Adomlo, they're knowing the Olin of the Mitzora, they're knowing a lot of Karbanos. So that's the fundamental machlokes as to what Rabbi Shmuel means by davar chadash. Does he mean only something that contradicts and violates the halacha of the klal? Or does he mean anything which adds something that's unprecedented in similar circumstances?
According to Tosfos, what about the case of Shlomi and Medica Bayit? Should be also, because we had a klal that everything made Mikdash was asur when you're tameh from earlier Pesukim, and then we have a chiddush that Benikah Bayit is mutter.
No. You're already using the maskat. What did the pasuk say? The pasuk said all karbanos you shouldn't eat betuma. Then the pasuk says shlomim you shouldn't eat betuma. So that is, what do you mean? That's actually just repeating what we already know. That's definitely not a davar chadash. We darshan from it that the original pasuk really was talking about kodshei mizbeach, which is not a crazy shot in the original pasuk. That's not a davar chadash. Okay, this is the fundamental machlokes. I just want, yeah.
It's just such a great line. It's saying nesachim by chazas isn't a davar chadash because you see the sachim in other contexts. No, you don't see lechem in other korbanos.
Only in El Nazir, and maybe we don't know about El Nazir at this point in the Chumash. No, but that's not with the korban. Basically, it's pretty unprecedented to have to bring lechem with the korban. That doesn't bother me. Of course, Rashi here has a sifra on his side, right? So, isn't Rashi right? The sifra says that Toda is davar chadash. If you look at the sifra and tzav that is yours here, divrei Yishmael, amar lo pnei sheyitzas lidom davar chadash, yachol ein lecha el kidusha, tamar lomar toda davar shalom al toda, mashlom tu nesmicha unesachem tu meschadu v'shov, av toda tu nesmicha unesnufa chadi unesachem unesnufa schadu v'shov. So really, it is a sifra that called the Toda Davar Chadash. There's nothing in the Toda that's also the plow. So it must be that Rashi's right. And there's another sifra also that says Rashi's right. If you look at the sifra earlier in Vayikra, it talks about keves. What chiddush does a keves have as opposed to an aes or a par? Right? What's the chumrah of sheep over goats and cows in Karbanos? The aliyah, right? By all other species, there's certain fats which are karev, the shteh klayos nechilos aleim, and the chilim chaseh sakarev, and whatever. By sheep only, part of it has to do with the fact that the species of sheep they used to have in the, I don't know how it works in our days, maybe it's the same, but at least in their days, the sheep had fat tails, and the goats and cows didn't. I think it might still be the same nowadays in Israel. I don't know, you have to go out and look. I never saw a goat with a fat tail. I never saw a cow with a fat tail, but sheep have fat tails. So the alya, which is the tail fat, is nikra from a sheep. Masha ein came from a goat and from a cow. If you would look in the beginning of Ayikra, when it talks about the different carbon shlomims, and you see it separates out the rules for a cow and for a goat and for a sheep. The reason why is because the sheep has the alya, tail fat. So what does the sifra say? Why does it have to list all the different halavim? So verse says, because you might have thought sheep have even more, have even the chil of hadfanos. But skip to the last line, Mishmar Yishmol Amru, Fishi Yatzal Lidim Dover Chodesh, Ezra Kazal Chol. Why did it have to list all the fats by a sheep? So it's Yatzal Lidim Dover Chodesh with the Alya. So you might have thought it's the Alya, not the other fats. So it has to list the other fats, put it back in its claw. So what does the Sifra say? The Sifra says the Alya is a Dover Chodesh. If the Alya is a Dover Chodesh, right? At the end. Alya. Clearly, the Alya is not Soser. The Alya is Soser the cloud to be Makar of the Alya. Right? It's a Dover Chodesh. It's unprecedented. We're never Makar of Arla of Alya of any other carbon until we learn this. Right? So it seems pretty clear from the Sifra, like Rashi, that a Dover Chodesh means anything that's just unprecedented in similar circumstances. But the Malbim defends Tosfos by pointing out that both of these sifras are, who's talking in both of these sifras? Only Rabbi Shmuel is talking in these sifras. And the Chachamim disagree. How do we know? Because in the second sifra, the Chachamim say it lists all the facts to exclude Chelev HaDefanos. Rabbi Shmuel says, because it's a Dover Shiyatza Lidim Dover HaChadosh. So apparently Rabbi Shmuel thinks it's a Dover Shiyatza Lidim Dover HaChadosh, but the Tanakhama does not think. He has a different drasha there. And it's the sifra and Sav also says different Rabbi Shmuel. That's only Rabbi Shmuel talking. So the Malbim suggests that the Machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, is Gufa a Machlokas Tanaim in the Sifra. The Malbim says that this is the Tanakhama in the Sifra, and this is Rabbi Yishmael in the Sifra. Rabbi Yishmael holds that Al Yalach Mitozah Dar Rechadosh, because he holds like Rashi, and like the Rukeach, like some Kachim. But the Tanakhama holds that Al Yalach Mitozah are not a Dabar Chadash, because the Tanakhama holds like Tosos that only a Dabar Sosos or Klal is a Dabar Chadash. That's what the Malbim says. It's not the only Pshat in the Yishalmi. I noticed afterwards the Rosh Sirlau and Peah. You know the Rosh Sirlau? He's really, really cool. He's like a late 15th century Rishon, borderline Rishon from Spain, who wrote a Pirish, Be'ion, Be'omet, Be'archava on the Yerushalmi, the whole Yerushalmi's run. Which they published like a few times in Europe as obscure, but recently they've republished a couple of times. Anyway, it's really one of the best Pirushim on Yerushalmi, and probably the oldest Pirush on Yerushalmi. I can't think of any other Pirush on Yerushalmi from the time of Rishonim. So he actually says that Rabbi Shmuel holds from his 13 Klalim, and the Tanakhama doesn't hold from the 13 Klalim, and just doesn't hold from the Klal of Dabar Chadash. He has a different shot than the Malbim.
Right? So the Rosh Tzirulau says no.
In Peya, if you want to look it up, the Rosh Tzirulau in Peya, I don't know if I would have done enough. Aleph Dalet. The Rosh Tzirulau in Peya Aleph Dalet says no. Machlok is very small, holds from the 13 Kolam very small. Tanakama doesn't hold from all 13 Kolam. It doesn't hold from the Kol Dover Chadash. The Malam says no. They both hold from the Kol Yatzal Lidim Dover Chadash. Just the Tanakama holds like Tosos and Rishmal holds like Rashi and the Rokeach.
So how did Rashi Tzirulau defend Tosos against Issei first?
I don't know. He's but not.
For the first Sifra, could you say that the fact that the Torah is one day and one night, isn't that a Dover Chadash?
Maybe the Tosos, right, because it doesn't say what the Dover Chadash is. Only Rashi says the Lechem. Could you say the Dover Chadash that you can only eat it for one day and that's Tosos HaKlal because it takes away the mitzvah of eating it? Because you would, if you have it left over, maybe it takes away the mitzvah of eating it. Maybe you could say, could you even go so far as to say the same thing with the Sekhtifra, the Alya, the Tosos HaKlal is that it takes away the mitzvah of eating it. Maybe. F sure. Definitely not impossible. Okay, that's one inyan here that how to define Dover HaChadosh. The other question that comes up here is Tosos' question. In the second half of this Tosos, they have two about the Ashen Tzora. They're talking about the Ashen Tzora. They have two possibilities. What does the klal mean? Something that has a Dover HaChadosh leaves the klal, meaning here's the klal of Asham. And here is Asha Mitzora. Asha Mitzora has a Dover Chadash. If not for the fact that it was there, because you read in Kassel L'Kol HaBeferush, you couldn't learn from Asha, all Ashamos, right, to Asha Mitzora, because it left the cloud, right? And you can't learn it back from the cloud. You can't give it anything to do in the cloud. But how about the other direction? Can you learn regular Asham from Asha Mitzora? That's the discussion. Let's say we have a pasuk that's a drasha that tells Asham Mitzora to shlita l'shma. You learn from Asham Mitzora to regular Asham. So Tosfos says that's two deis in Ezeh Makomon. There's a man that reklo lo gavur minei. So now Tosfos has an obvious question. L'man that reklo lo gavur minei. Yiyu kol Asham osuna mat b'horos l'ufanami kol arayis me'ishasach. Right, what's the obvious question? There is one man that omar. This is a machlokas. Right? But there is a manda amar that klolo gamar mine. There's one manda amar that says you can't learn the Asher Mitzora from other Ashamos, if not the possibly putting it back, but you can learn other Ashamos from Asher Mitzora. So if klolo gamar mine, then Tosfos has an obvious question. If klolo gamar mine, then why don't we learn that matan bahonos, right? Why don't we learn Mata Mahonos from Asha Mitzora to all Ashamos and Echanami? That left the cloud. You can't put it back in the cloud. You can't put any of the rules of the cloud into Asha Mitzora, but let's put the rule of Asha Mitzora into all Ashams. And then all Ashams should be Mata Mahonos. And likewise, Heter Yibum from Eishes Ach, learn it back to all Arise and Echanami. Eishes Ach is a Dover Chadosh, and you can't learn from all Arayis to Eishes Ach. But why not learn from Eishes Ach to all Arayis? There is one Manda Amar that you can't learn one way, but you can learn the other way. So that's Tosos's question. And almost all the Rishonim, everyone except for the Ramban, basically gives the same answer. What's Tosos's answer? Exactly. Even the Manda Rekodo Gomer Mine, you can't learn the Chiddush back. That just means you can learn other details back. Like if the Torah said, I don't know, if the Torah said Eishes Ach was, if it does, it says about a different Arayis, was Chayiv Behera, then you can learn that back to other things. If the Torah said, you know, Eishes Ach is also Chlo Kedarka, then you learn that back to other Arayis. But the Chiddush itself, of course you can't learn back, because it's a Chiddush. That's what does the answer. Diglo government el dervish lo chidish bochon shkita safan la'akev al-leni chidish lo government el compared to Rashi also. He's just quoting Rashi in Zvachim. Because obviously only something that's not Chadash learns back to the entire klal. Something that is Chadash can't learn back to the entire klal. That's a different thing, Yotzel Lidim Dover Chadash, and Yotzel Min HaKlal Le Lamed. So that's what Tosos answers. Tosos answers you can't learn this back because everyone agrees, and that's most of showing you can't learn the Chiddush back. That would be ridiculous. It's a Chiddush. The Machlok is only can you learn other details back.
The machlokas is, let's say, you need shkita l'shma. That's the actual context there. If you need shkita l'shma by nashim etzora, can you learn back that you need shkita l'shma by all nashims? Okay, that's a valid machlokas. But obviously, you don't learn the chiddush itself back because it's a chiddush. It's not l'lamin on the whole cloud.
Well, it's not a chiddush because it appears in other places.
What shkita l'shma?
Whatever we're saying is not
correct.
A chiddush.
Correct. It's not a chiddush that appears in other places. Actually, it's not so in the cloud.
Even though it is a chiddush, we got with these two things.
Exactly. That's what the Manu Makolo Garmin Minei holds. He holds that if something goes out to have one chiddush and one non-chiddush, you can learn back the non-chiddush. But obviously, you can't learn back the chiddush. The only Rishon who seems to disagree with Tosos about this is the Ramban. The Ramban seems to have a radical shita. So again, here's Manu Makolo Garmin Minei. So this man, the Amar, Tosfos, and the other Rishonim say, but not, but you can't learn back the Chiddush. That's ridiculous. Of course you can't apply the Chiddush to the Klal. Just means if you also have a non-Chiddush said about it, you can learn back the non-Chiddush. However, the Ramban seems to hold no. That you can even learn the Chiddush back onto the Klal, according to this Man D'Amar. And then the question, if you can even learn the Chiddush back onto the Klal, why don't all Ashams need Behonos? And why don't all Arayas have a Heter Yibam? So what does the Ramban answer? According to the Ramban, he has to say that, basically, why can't you learn Matan Behonos for all Hashamos, he gives two reasons. Either A, Mechaper versus Metaher. He says the reason you can't, because all Hashams, why do you bring all Hashams? Why do you bring a normal Hasham? Mechaper or Letaher? Mechaper, you bring an Hasham, right? Hasham Gzelos, Hasham Eilos, Hasham Shulcha Harufa, Hasham Toloi, those are all coming Mechaper. Why do you bring an Hasham Metzorah? Meaning all Hashams come Mechaper or Sin. Asha Mitzorah comes, letaher the Mitzorah from Toma. Right? Therefore, he says, the reason you can't learn back Matan Behonos is because you can learn a Mechaper from a Metaher. Only a Metaher goes on the Behonos because it's coming to be Metaher someone. But a Mechaper is not comparable to a Metaher. Or, he says, B, he says, Vizos Torah Sa'asham. It says Vizos. What is the Lashon Vizos always? A miyot. Vizos is a miyot that an Asham has this and doesn't have Behonos. So basically the Ramban says, no, there's a special reason why you can't learn Matan Behonos from Asham Mitzorah to other Ashamos. Either because you can't learn a Mechaper from a Metaher, or because it says Vizos, which is Memait. But normally you could. So why can't we learn a Heter Yibam back to all Arayos? According to this. If you're allowed to learn the Kiddush back to the Klal, you're not allowed to learn the Dabar Shiyotza from the Klal, but you're allowed to learn from the Dabar Yotza to the Klal. So why can't we do this? So what does the Ramban say? He says, this is exactly the next line of the Gemara. What's the next line of the Gemara? The next line of the Gemara says, Teisi b'mematzinu me'eshesach. Let's learn from Eshazach to all the Arayas. Says exactly, that's the next line of the Gemara saying, Klalo Gomer Minei, and we can learn. Meaning we haven't finished the conversation yet, according to Ramban. You thought we finished the conversation, it's Dabar HaChadosh. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Even though it's a Dabar HaChadosh, that just means you can't learn from the Klal to the Dabar Shiyotza. But you can learn from the Dabar Shiyotza back to the Klal, so let's learn back to the Klal. And then the Gemara answers, what's the Gemara's answer? The Gemara's answer is, what's the Gemara's answer? Elkas Elisai Dilmi Tetsi Mevatsu Meishazach Meishazach Meyad Ma'afachzishas Yabe Midami Hasam Chari Surah Chitrei Surah. The answer is that you can't learn two Isurim from one Isur. Meaning, what do you mean? Other Arayas should be Miyabe. Other Arayas are also Ishazach, right? Let's say the sister-in-law is my daughter. She's my daughter, but she's also my Ishazach. That's why there's a question of Yibam. So really, there's a reason I can't learn from Eshazach to everything else. Because Eshazach is only one Isser. Right? My daughter-in-law who's not otherwise, brother's wife who's not otherwise related. And all the other Rais are two Isser. Number one, she's my brother's wife. Number two, she's one of the 15. Arayas mentioned in the Mishnah. That's the Ramban. Answer this question. So this is also Machlokes in the Ramban and the other Rishonim. The Ramban says that Klal Garmi means you can even learn the Chiddush back to the Klal, unless you have a good reason not to. And exactly the next line of Gemara is giving us a good reason not to. While the other Rishonim say, of course you can't learn the Chiddush back to the Klal. That's ridiculous. And that leaves us with one last line in the Gemara that we have to explain, which is this line in the Gemara. The next line of the verse says, maybe we can learn it through a binyanav from Ishizach, just like Ishizach to be Yabim is mutter for Yibim. Likewise, all the other arayas are mutter for Yibim. Where it says, no, you can't learn that because Ishizach is only one Isurim. The other arayas, which are also your Ishizach, are two Isurim. Then they go on to the next thing of whole history history. Here the Rishonim ask an obvious Kasha. What's the obvious Kasha the Rishonim ask? Everyone but the Ramban has this problem. Ella, Salka Daita Chamina, Tesi, Bamem Matsinu, Me Eishas Ach. So, the Kasha of the Rishonim is, how can you learn from Eishas Ach if it's Yada Lidon B'davar Achadosh? How can you learn if it's Yad? We just said Yatzal Lidim Dover Chodesh. You can't learn the Chiddush back, according to everyone but the Ramban. Right? So the Ramban says, no. You can learn the Chiddush from the Yatzah to the Klal. That's the Ramban Shita. The Ramban says, no, even if something's Yatzal Lidim Dover Chodesh, you still can learn the Chiddush back to the Klal. Klal of government, even for the Chiddush, and that's why the Gemara is a valid question. But all the other Rishonim say, no, you can never learn a Chiddush back to the Klal. That's the rule of Yatzal Lidim Dover Chodesh. You can't learn a Chiddush back. That's already been decided in the Gemara. So, how can you learn from Eishes Ach if it's Yatzal Lidim Dover Chodesh? All the other Rishonim say, you can't learn a Chiddush from a Yatzal Lidim Dover Chodesh. So, what is Tosis' answer? What's Tosis' answer in Yoma? What's the Rambam Bezdin's answer? Right, how do we answer this question? The Gemara just says, you can't, according to everyone but the Ramban, the Gemara just says, you can't learn the Chiddush back from a Yatzal Lidim Dover HaChadosh. You can never learn a Chiddush back to the Klal. So why are they saying, let's learn it, the Chiddush from Eishes Ach to the Klal? So that's the Rav Bezdin says. The Rav Bezdin says, who was the Rav Bezdin? Well, yes and no. The Rav Bezdin was the Ravid because Rav turns into Reish and Av Bezdin turns to Aleph Beis Dalet and then he becomes the Ravid. But he's not the Ravid who we all know and love from our childhood, right? Not the Ravid Bal Hasagos. As a matter of fact, his father's name didn't start with Dalet. He was the Rav Bezdin, but his father's name was Yitzchak. His name was Avram, but his father's name was Yitzchak. So, right, the Ravid we know and love is Avram ben David, is the Bal Hasagos, right? The Rav Bezdin is Rav Avram, I'm pretty sure his father's name was Yitzchak. He was not the famous Ravid, but he was the Ravid's Shver. The Ravid's father-in-law was the Rav Bezdin, Rav Avraham ben Yitzchak, the Rav Bezdin, who was the Ravid's, I assume his Rebbe also at some point, and his father-in-law, who wrote a famous, somewhat famous sefer called the Sefer Eshkol. The famous sefer, the Shonim called Sefer Eshkol. It has a checkered publication history, because someone published a sefer, we never had the Sefer Eshkol. Someone published Sefer Eshkol from Ksav Yad in the 1800s, and then they discovered that it was a forgery. The guy just wanted to make a buck. And then someone else published a Sefer Eshkol from another Ksav Yad, which seemed to be more authentic. But there was a whole debate at the time, as you can imagine, about whether, you know, Svarim that have the Skamas of Gedolim can be forgeries or not. I don't think the fellow who published it was a Gedol. But still, there was a big debate at the time. Anyway, okay. That's the Rav Bezdin. The Rav Bezdin says that from this line in the Gemara, we see that we're retracting from the last line in the Gemara. We just said it was Yatzal Lidim Dover Chadash.
But if it's Yatza Lidin Dever Chodesh, how can you learn from it to the cloud? You can't learn the Chiddush from it to the cloud. So he says that really, it's not Yatza Lidin Dever Chodesh. Really, it's not Yatza Lidin Dever Chodesh. Nope. What did the Gemara mean? Didn't the Gemara say that it was a Yatza Lidin Dever Chodesh? So the Gemara actually says this is a case of Yatza Lidin Dever Chodesh. What did the Gemara say? What was the Lashon? Hey, it sort of sounded like that, but what did the Gemara technically say? Holo Dummy Ella, it is similar to a case of Yatza Lidin Dever Chodesh. So everyone except the Rav Bezdin understood that that was just a way of saying it is a case, right? But the Rav Bezdin says, no. The Gemara man says, it's more similar to Yatza Lidin Dever Chodesh than it is to Yatza Nakal Olamid. But it's not a case of Yatza Lidin Dever Chodesh. It's just similar to that, but really it's neither. Really it's not Yatza Nakal Olamid, and it's not Yatza Lidin Dever Chodesh. Really it's neither. It just meant that if you had to pick, it would be more similar to Yatza Lidin Dever Chodesh, but really it's not. It's not anything. If it's not anything, then what do? We start from scratch. We say, starting from scratch, let's go back to the beginning. It's not a Kal v'chomer, it's a Bein Inav. Teisei v'mamatzinu. Now the only question is, what did he mean? Why not? It definitely meets anyone's definition of Dever Chodesh, right? Meaning if Dever Chodesh means something unprecedented, it's unprecedented that you're supposed to be Vol Arayos. If Dever Chodesh means Soser Saklal, clearly Soser Saklal of Arayos to have a mitzvah to be Vol then, right? So, what does he mean by this? And this, no one was quite sure that he didn't leave a Masorah. He didn't leave a Masorah as to exactly what he meant by that. Everyone had to try to figure out what he meant by that. And there are three theories. The Ramban says, it really means klolo gomer minei. That's what he meant. No one's quite sure how the Ramban thought that's what he meant. But the Rav Bezdin meant, by saying it's not davar sheyatza meklal, meant, but he didn't mean it's not a case of Yatza Lidin Dever Chodesh. He meant it's not relevant whether or not it's Yatza Lidin Dever Chodesh, because you can still do Kol Minei. So he said, the Rav Bezdin meant it's not relevant that it was Yatza Lidin Dever Chodesh. Why is it not relevant? Because klolo gomer minei. We're not discussing here whether we can learn eishes ach from all arayas. We're discussing here whether we learn all arayas from eishes ach. And that's called klolo gomer minei. And so, yeah, then we're lav davka. You think the gomer men, it's like dover yatsa lidin dover chadish? No, really, that's irrelevant, because even if it's yatsa lidin dover chadish, you can learn everything from achos isha. That's how the Ramban interpreted. It's not the most literal interpretation of the Rav of Bezdin, because it still is a Yatza Lidin Dever Chodesh. So what are the other Rishonim interpret the Rav of Bezdin? What are the other Pshat in the Rav of Bezdin? Who else gives Pshat in the Rav of Bezdin? The Rashba. The Rashba? Well, the Rashba doesn't like any Pshat, but he brings down two. He brings down Ramban, says he doesn't like it. And who else does he bring down? Mori HaChassid, right? Mm-hmm. Who's Mori HaChassid? Remember, in those days, Chassid didn't mean followed the Baal Shem Tov. Right, Chassid meant you were very pious. Who is Mori HaChassid, of course? Rabbeinu Yona, right? It definitely qualifies, right? So, what does Rabbeinu Yona say? What does Rabbeinu Yona say? Rabbeinu Yona says, this is not Yatza Lidin Dever Chodesh, why not? Yeah, because E Efsher, what's his Lashon? E Efsher be Yibam without Eishes Ach. Right? Something like that is his Lashon. He says that, Ramban, Mori, I'm in the Ritva. I'm not going to find it in the Ritva. Apologize. Find a different shot. But he says, here we are. Matsasi b'nimuke. Nimuke means just chidush manshas, right? Like nimuke yosef. B'nimuke mori rava chassid zal. Below down the davar sheyatza lidin davar chadash. Came into efshar liyibam below eishesach. Right? Because
e efshar the yavam below aishas ach.
Now, no one knows what he meant by this. The Gamzat Sarach Le'ion, he says. No one knows what he meant by that. Why is it not called Yotzei Lidin Dabar Chadash? Just because you can't do Yivim without Eish Asach. That's definitely true, right? You can't do Yivim without Eish Asach. Why does that make it not Yotzei Lidin with Dabar Chadash? It still seems like a Dabar HaChadash. So what do you think Rabbeinu Yonah means?
In every other case, it's like there's a variation on the cloud. And the variation is something from what we have before. It's not a variation. It's an exception to the whole...
Isser. That sounds like a Dabar Chadash to me. What does that have to do with the Efshar? And if it was Efshar, then it would also be an exception.
That's the essence of Yitum.
Right.
So?
The whole point of the mitzvah is that it's an exception to the Isser. It's not like it's a variation on some sort of feature of it that's somehow associated with Isser.
Okay, so I think, here, I'm not sure, I can't promise you what Rabbeinu Yonah means, but I think maybe what Rabbeinu Yonah means, tell me if this is going along the lines you were saying, is that you think this is a Dabar HaChadosh about Eishes Ach, that it's mutter for Yibam? No, this is not a Dabar HaChadosh in Eishes Ach. This is just that Yibam requires, it's not a din in Eishes Ach. It's in Yibam. Yibam requires Eishes Ach. What I think he might mean by that, even though again, this would be the dimension of opposite of Yad Ramah that we'll mention, we'll call it in a second. What I mean by that is something like Hutra Dechuya. If you think there's just a heter of Eishes Ach in some circumstances. All right. If there's a heter of Eishes Ach in some circumstances, that's a Dabar HaChadosh. That Hutra Miklolo. Hutra Miklolo is a Dabar HaChadosh. Here, it's not that the heter, not Hutra, not the heter of Eishes Ach, not that Eishes Ach doesn't apply.
It's a definition.
No, it's that the Chuya. Eishes Ach is always Usher. But Yibam requires, since the only way to do Yibam is Eishes Ach, Yibam requires us to violate Eishes Ach anyway. But it's not a Dabar HaChadosh that Eishes Ach is Mutter. No, Eishes Ach is Usher. It's just that Yibam is Doche Eishes Ach. Now I'm reading a little into the Lashon. All he says is that you have to do Eishes Ach through Yibam. What he might mean is that this is not Stam a Heter of Eishes Ach because God was in the mood to give us a Heter. No, this is a Dechuya. So if he means, which again, I'm definitely not swearing on a stack of Sifrei Torah. I'm not even swearing without a stack of Sifrei Torah that this is for sure what he means. But maybe what he means is that it's Dechuya, not Hutra. And if what he means is that it's Dechuya, not Hutra, it's not something optional the Torah let you do. No, the Torah only let you do it because it was absolutely necessary. And once it's Dechuya, that's not a Dabar Chadosh. What's the Dabar Chadosh? There's no Dabar Chadosh about Eishes Ach. Eishes Ach is always Usher. There might be a Dabar Chadosh about Yibam, that it's Doche Eishes Ach, but that's a Dabar Chadosh about Yibam. Yeah, Yibam might have a Dabar Chadosh. That's fine. So, see what Nafkamina makes a Yibam, which is none. But Eishes Ach has no Dabar Chadosh, because Eishes Ach is always Usher. All Eishes Achs are Usher. It's just that Yibam is Doche. So maybe that means it's Dechuya Nahutra, and it's a Dabar HaChadosh about Yibam, not about Eishes Ach. After all, that's really different than Hutra and Dechuya. Hutra means the Isser of Eishes Ach has exceptions. Dechuya means no, the Isser of Eishes Ach is a regular Isser, but Yibam overrides it. So if you understand that we're saying that Yibam overrides Eishes Ach, what we call Dechuya, then there's no Dabar Chadosh about Eishes Ach. It's not Yatzel Lidin Dabar Chadosh. There's nothing new about Eishes Ach. There's something new about Yibam that it's Doche Eishes Ach. But that's not something new about Eishes Ach. That's something new about Yibam. Is it something new about Shatnez that Tzitzis is Doche? No. Shatnez is Shatnez. Tzitzis is Doche. Again, assuming it's Dechuya. So again, maybe that's what Rabbeinu Yonah means, and he's coming back to the Chakir of Hutra Dechuya, and if he's saying Dechuya, then it makes a lot of sense. There's no Dabar Chadosh. It's not really Dabar Chadosh at all. It's not unprecedented. It's not Sosur Klolo. There's nothing special about Eishes Ach. There's something special about Yibam. Maybe that's what he means.
Maybe you could say that when the Kodesh Baruch Hu asked for Eishes Ach, he said there were two types of Eishes Ach. There's an Eishes Ach when there's no other considerations, and there's an Eishes Ach, which you call Eishes Ach because technically it's Eishes Ach, but it's not really Eishes
Ach. And what you're saying is that Eishes Ach Mokam Yibam was never in the Klal in the first place, is what you're saying. That's an interesting, that's the opposite way of reading Rabbeinu Yonah. Is that, which way did you mean?
I didn't mean either way.
Okay. But that's an interesting idea. Maybe it's so Hutra that, you know, to use the Lashon of the Rambam, Eishes Ach, without Banim, was never Asher in the first place. Maybe it was never in the Klal in the first place to then have a Chiddush about it. I think it's that would follow the Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah says, well, since every Yad Ramah is on Hedrin, we mentioned this once, Daf Nun Gimel, if I'm not mistaken, since every Mezei Shach must be Hutra. So what Aaron's saying is that no, the Rinyon doesn't mean the Fuyi. He means that it's so Hutra that it was never in the Klal in the first place. I think it's also possible, so I'm not sure. Two ways to read Rinyon, I'm not sure which is the right way. The Rif and the Meiri
have a third way of interpreting the Rav Bezdin.
What do the Rif and the Meiri say? They say, why is Eish HaSach not a Dover Shehayi V'Chalal V'Yatzal Lidim Dover HaChadosh? What does the Ritva say? That, exactly. He says, Arayos is not a Klal. What's a Klal? Asham. How do we know Asham is a Klal? Who's that the Torah say? Zos Torah's Asham. That's the rule of the Klal called Asham. Asham is a klal. But Arayos is not a klal. The Torah doesn't say, this is the rule of Arayos. Rather, what does the Torah say?
This one is
Asher. This one is Asher, and that one is Asher, and the other one is Asher, right? Right? That Arayus was never said as a klal. Arayus was always only a collection of pratim. It was never a klal in the first place. I know the Torah said at the end, ki kol asher yasemi kol toh vosa ilo v'nechersu. Yeah, at the end, the Torah gives a general onesh, but that's not a klal. A klal only means something which is, whose mahos is a klal. A klal means something which is a category, and then you have examples. But in Arayos, it's not a category then as example. They're different Isurim, which then you find some commonality between. And he says, fundamentally, Arayos is not a klal. And here he has a fundamental machlokas. Everyone else in the world thinks there's a klal called Arayos. And he says, no, there's no klal called Arayos. There's separate lavim in the Torah. Not like Asham. You look at the Rambam, he says, one mitzvah say to do an Asham for all Ashams. Yeah, there's no one lav to not do all the Arayos. Each arise is its own lav. If each arise is its own lav, that's not a klal. It never belonged to the klal in the first place. The Gemara just said similar to, but it really never belonged to the klal in the first place. That's the Ritva. That's an interesting machlokus. Is arise one unit, or is arise, many different units? Not sure what the nafkamina would be. Maybe someone could think of a clever one. That's the Ritva and the Meiri's shot in the Rav of Bezde. The third way of answering your kasha here is Tosos and Yoma. Tosus and Yoma goes back to the technicalities of the Yud Gimel Midos, and Tosus and Yoma says, no, we misunderstood this whole rule. Tosus and Yoma says that Tosus and Yoma just says, you can't learn from a Dover HaChadosh automatically. But with one of the other Yud Gimel Midos, you can. What does Tosfos say? He says, no, the whole question of the Rav Bezdin was invalid in the first place. Question of Rav Bezdin was, if it's a Dover HaChadosh, then you can't learn back to the Klal. So why do they say Tesi B'Matzinu? So Ramban says, Taki, you can't learn back to the Klal according to our Klal of Gavrimine. And the Ritva and the Re'iri and the Rashba and the Rinyona interpret, that's really not a Dover Shayim Klal V'Yatzalidim Dover HaChadosh. Tosfos says, no. When we say Dover HaYatzalidim Dover HaChadosh, you can't learn back to the Klal. That means you can't learn back to the Klal because of its Etzem being part of the Klal. That's what it means. You can't learn back to you can't learn from Dover HaChadosh automatically because it's a klal. Normally the rule is Dover Shayim Klal B'Yatzim and a klal Ulamed. You learn back to the klal. And in Dover HaChadosh you can't learn back to the klal because of its klalness. But if you have one of the other Yud Gimel Midos, you can still learn. Never meant to exclude the other, just meant to exclude that you can't say Mulamed al Klal Yatza. In Dover Sheyatzim Dover Chodesh, you can't say whatever applies to a klal applies to the whole klal. But if you have a Kaval Chom or a Binyanav, then you're allowed to. And that's exactly what our Gemara says. Fine, we give up on the klal derech, but we're still allowed to use the other Yud Gimel Midos. We're still allowed to learn it through a Binyanav, through a Bamemetzinu. The only thing is, Bamemetzinus usually don't work. because a bimemetzino is open to a pircha, right? Davar sheyosman kol lamed is not open to a pircha. Bimemetzinos are open to pirchas, and you can usually find a pircha, just like in our Gemara, we find a pircha. This is one iser, and that is treyisuri. So this is also this a fundamental machlokes about the relationship between the rule of yotza lidim davar chadash and the other yud gimel midos. All the other rishonim assume that no yotza lidim davar chadash overrides all the yud gimel midos. You can't learn with the kal vachomer. You can't learn with the binyan av. You can't learn with the other. I mean, those are the main yud gimel midos that learn things from one place to another. You can't learn with the other yud gimel midos because davar chadash overrides them. Don't say no. Davar chadash just overrides the rule of the lamin al klal yotza. Just override the rule of unity of clothing. But if you have a kal vachomer, you have a bamimatsino, you're still allowed to use that. And that's why our Gemara makes sense. They gave up the cloud, but they still could use a bamimatsino. Okay, these are some of the technical issues that come up. These are some of the technical issues that come up in the Shakla Vatarya of our Sugya. Next time we'll come back and continue. Again, this I mentioned, if someone really wants to get into all these there are four yud gimel midos about things that were in the klal, right? Yatzal klal lame, lo lame lasal klal kulo. Yatzal yud bedavar chadash. Iyata yachal achzir lekol da'atzi yachzir and akasal lekol b'firus. The difference between those and the gedur davar chadash, we've basically said pretty much all there is to say about, except for some very picky details in the Rishonim Achronim here. What we won't get into now, because I don't want to lose everyone, is there are another two klalim. Yatza liton toan acher echa shuchin yano, yatza lahakel ula hachmir, and yatza liton toan acher shalochin yano, yatza lahakel ula hachmir. You know, what are these things that are towing new things? Yatza liton toan echa shuchin yano, shalochin yano. I mean, sounds like everything's covered. If there's something in the klal that goes out, for an example, that's not a chiddush, that's covered by the rule of lamed al kol kula yatza. If it teaches something is a chiddush, it's covered by the rule of iyata yachal achzir lechlal lo achzir achzirenu kazal kol beferish. What are those two other rules doing? Is very unclear. If you look at the Rashi and many of the other mefarshim, they have a lot of trouble explaining exact. I mean, they don't really explain exactly what we learn from those klalim. They just say, oh, well, sometimes things go out and have a kula and that's like the inyan, or sometimes things go out with a kula and a chumra that's not like the inyan. But that actually telling us, like, how do you actually get new information out of those klalim was not so clear. The carbon aron, you know the carbon aron? The carbon aron is probably among the achronim, the greatest of the mefarshim on the sefra. And in the beginning of the Sefra, they put the Brice of Yud Gimel Midos, so I think he called that little essay the Midos aron. So he had tries to figure out, like, exactly what are you learning from these klalim according to Rashi and Rav Sadigon. The Ravid and the Rash Mikinon, the Sefer Krisos, actually say that that these klalim are much more similar to Yatzal Lidom Davar Chadash, and what the Ravid and the Rash Mikinon say is that at least the second of those, Yatzal Liton Toan Acher Shaloch in Yano, it's going to learn something that's not like the Inyan, that's learning Davar Chadash. Yatza lohakelu lahachmir means it has new kulas, new chomers. It doesn't have any old kulas and chomers. And yatza yochalach zayilachzir lechlalo. Basically, for the Ravid and the Rashi Mikinon in the Sefer Krisos, the rule of liton toan acher shaloch in yano is the same as davar chadash, and the rule of yatza lohakelu lahachmir is the same as yatza yochalachzir lechlalo. It doesn't mean it has a kula and a chomer. It means it has new kulas and new chomers, and is in no way similar to the old cloud. Then, of course, the question they bring up is, then why are they two different klalim? Why are they two different klalim? And here is a fundamental machlokas. Okay, this is a side point. Fundamental machlokas, but we might as well not be involved in a few minutes. Left. Fundamental machlokas of the Ravid and the Rashi Mikinon. The Ravid says, taka, they're the same klal. They're just two different madrigas of the same klal. Yatza lidim davar chadash means it has its own nature plus a super duper new thing. Yatza liton toan acher shaloch in yano means it's a different chefetz in the first place. Like asham etzora is davar chadash. Because it's still an asham with the same shchita. It just has bahonos, which is a davar chadash. He says the example of yatza liton toan acher shaloch in yano is a nigei harosh. Nigei harosh are totally different than nigei basar. Right, because nigei basar are four maros of white in your skin, and nigei harosh is, it's actually, I don't want to get to this now, it's a big, tremendous machlok to Rishonim. Look at the Rishonim on Chumash, look at the Rishonim in Hilchos Tumas Saras, what nigei harosh means. There's a fundamental, big, big mess, which I don't know how we're supposed to figure out. I guess when Mashiach comes, we'll have to hope that we can sort this out. Whether it just means your hair turns color, which is what Rashi talks about, et cetera, right? And it's like a discoloration, like Nigei Basar. Or many Rishonim there say, no, it's referring to hair falling out. It doesn't say anywhere your hair falls out. Sure it does. It says the Nesek. And Nesek means something is Nitak. Remember Hitnat Kut? So what's Mitnat Take means your hair falls out of your body. And it doesn't have to say that because that's the very definition of the word. So anyway, the Raya actually holds that way without getting into that whole issue of whether a Nesek is a discoloration similar to the body, just different colors, right? Because it's your hair turning, it actually seems to be your hair turning blonde, which is a tricky part nowadays that we have so many blonde Jews. I'm not, but it seems like there weren't so many blonde Jews in the time of Matan Torah. That's what the historians tell us, and that's what it sounds like from the Chumash. Or whether it means your hair falling out. Basically, over there, it's not just that, oh, here's a nega on your head, or your beard, which has a Dover Chadash. No, it's like a different definition in the first place. It's actually a different Chetza. So that's like much more of a Chiddush than Dover Chadash. So the Rebbe says there's two much things. Dover Chadash, which is the same Chetza, with a, he doesn't use the word Chetza, just I like to be a brisker, so cool thing. Same Chetza with a new Chiddush, and whatever Chiddush means, Rashi Tosos, and the Yotel and Tona Akrish Aloch and Yano means it's a different Chetza in the first place. Different Mahos is the way the Karbonaron says. And the rabbi says they're both like the same klal, just two different madrigas of the klal. Says, why not just say the lower madriga and you'll know the higher madriga on your own? He says, no. Still can count as a klal. The Rashbi Hinon takes the rabbi one step further. He doesn't say he's quoting the rabbi, but I don't know if he had a rabbi on Torah Sekonim or he just had the same asura. The Rashbi Hinon takes it a step further. So basically, what I'm trying to say is that at least if you look at the klal of Ton Acher, Shaloch, and Yano, Rashi and Rav Sadia Gaon seem to say that it's just an example of a phenomenon. Or that, yes, sometimes things go and have something that's Loch and Yano and have a Kula and a Chumrah. And then the Achronim try to figure out, well, how do we apply that cloud? Like, Shkoyach. They say, well, maybe it means whenever something's lo kinyano, like lo kinyano there seems to be less than a chiddush. If it's lo kinyano, then you have a kula and a chumra. That seems to be smaller than a chiddush. Right? They don't say this explicitly, but it's sound from here. Just an example of a phenomenon, and this seems to be smaller than davar hachadash. It doesn't say it has to abandon all the previous halachas. It just says it needs a kula and a chumra, because that's something that's a new inyan, but not chadash. But...
Can you give us an example?
What?
Can you give an example?
So, they actually... one of the examples they give is... I mean, it's a little unclear. Amevriya, lo seitzik, seitz avadim, so she is yiyod, which is a chumra, and she is yitzir v'simonim, which is a kula. And, they seem to say that as not totally leaving the klal. After all, she's still Yotze B'Sheish, right? So maybe that's not leaving the klal. Again, I'm reading a little in. Rashi and Rashi aren't so clear. But the Raivid and the Rashi Kinon in the Sefer Krisis, which we've mentioned already, say no, this is much stronger than Dover HaChadosh. It's a different mahot, to use the lashon of the Achronim. So what's the difference between them? And here's the difference. The Raivit says same result. Just two different madregas of chiddush, davar chadash, and a super davar chadash called lo kinyano. Same result. Yatzalach lahachir is the same as saying yatzal yavalach zuyolach lavol. Meaning it has all different kulas, all different chumras. It's machmir where the klal was makel. It's makel where the klal was machmir. The Rashi Kinon says no. It must be more out of its klal than Davar HaChadosh. right? Because after all, it's a higher madrega of newness, so it must be a higher. So what is it? Here, he's not 100% sure, but he brings down two possibilities. He says either, maybe, klolo lo gamar minei, if you hold the rechadas klolo gamar minei, but yotzel the ditton acher shlochin yado, klolo lo gamar minei. Or he says, Ein hakasov yachol lach zero leklavo. He says, no. Dabra chadash is out of the klal till the kasov puts it back with Eirush, right? But Dabra shalochin yano is so out of the klal that even if the pasuk compares it back, it still doesn't go back to its klal. Can never go back to its klal. Okay, so that's just, we've chopped. Now we've topped three of the Yagomidas. We started in the Gemara had two, Yatzal Minakal Lamed, which is an easy one. Then you just have to count it, and Yatzal Lid Medavar Chadash. Now we've topped the third cloud. Again, Rashi reciting on is a little unclear. The Achronim seem to understand that it just means something has a different Inyan, which is not a Chiddush, just a different Inyan, just a new Inyan that has to have a Kula and a Chumrah. But the Raivinim, Rashi Kinon, are very clear. No, this is something much worse, much more Chumrah than Dabar Chadash. And either it's something much more chumrah with the same result, or much more chumrah with a more chumrah result. And then he has to figure out what could be the more chumrah result, either that Dabar Chadash Klal Lo Gamar Minei and this Klal Lo Gamar Minei, or Dabar Chadash until the Tosaf puts it back, which it often will, and this, the Kasav can't even put it back, even if it looks like the Kasav is putting it back. We don't interpret that way. Okay, these don't come up in most sugyas in the halacha, but it's good to have a little more insight into, I mean, there are other of the Yadkim Klalim that we can deal with, but not for now. It's good to have a little more insight into the Yud Gimel Midos that we say every day. Just interesting that I said it's not worth the task of trying to be coordinate the Yud Gimel Midos Harach with the Yud Gimel Midos Rosh Shmal, because Mom, she's looking at the show and there's probably a dozen shitas as to how to count Rosh Shmal's Yud Gimel Midos, because they also have different results of the order, and there's many shitas that we show them how to count the Yud Gimel Midos. But it's just interesting to note that in the standard way that we're used to counting them in most of our Ashkenazic Sidurim, or actually, it doesn't matter, Ashkenazic and Sephardic at this point in the Yud Gimel Midos, the 10th and 11th are Nosei Avon Vafesha in the Yud Gimel Midos Arachim, and the 10th and 11th in most of the ways people count are Yatza Litom Tonacher Shaloch in Yano, and Yatza Litom Dabar Achadosh. And the point of both of these is, at least according to the Raivin and the Rashbi Kinon, that when something is so strange and so unnatural and not representing the ahus of what's going on, that it can't be seen as reflective on the klal, it has to be seen as an exception, which is really minutak from the klal it came from. So it's an interesting correlation that, you know what, Nosei Avon Vafesha, so Hashem's one is Nosei Avon Vafesha. But how is he Nosei Avon Vafesha, perhaps? Ultimately, Avon Vafesha, here you have to ask which is which, because the Fesha is actually more of a Chiddush, is ultimately a Chiddush, because it's not what the Armahut is fundamentally about. A Shogeg, maybe, Chata, maybe, okay, we're only human, we're not a Malach, that's Armahut. But an Avon Vafesha, certainly not. And perhaps the way Hashem is Nosei Avon Vafesha is by saying that, identifying that Avon Vafesha and saying, ah, that's a Dabash Yatzimna Klal that is not representative of the klal. That was some momentary, temporary insanity, like the lawyers say nowadays in the Bezin Shalmata. And I think that's just interesting that if that's the way Hashem is Nosei Avon Vafesha, there really is something to this mystical correlation, then, you know, that's the person themselves in grappling with Avon Vafesha. I think that's relevant both to Benon L'Chaveru and Benon L'Atzmo, that, you know, sometimes the way to view people is not to whitewash their avonos and psham and make them okay, because then we become liberals who have no standards at all. But on the other hand, not to, you know, throw people off a cliff because they don't live up to our standards. But perhaps to see that the Avon Vafesha is ultimately Davrsha Yatzim and a Klal, Davrsha Chadash, and not representative of the Klal. And I think the same, obviously, same way we carve other people, we carve ourselves, that when someone does fall into an Avon Vafesha, the only way to climb out of that is not to say it's okay and it's Beseder and Avonus of Sharm are not so bad, because and not to say that the Avonus of Sharm are a Psol HaGuf Bechetza Liolam, because either of those lead you to the, you know, twin paths to the abyss. But to recognize that that's not the real Mahus, and that's a Dabar Chadash, which is not reflective of the Klal, and, you know, should be viewed as, you know, something which is not connected to the Mahus of who we and our colleagues are all about. That part was after 12:45, so not be accused of saying Chassidus in Shir.